As those San Quentin case numbers soar, family members of inmates are worried about getting stonewalled in their attempts to check on the status of relatives. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan has the story of a Marin woman who wants her virus-infected brother to serve the rest of his time at home with an ankle bracelet.
Edward Armando Fernandez of Novato isn't supposed to be at San Quentin. He's supposed to be at Soledad, serving time for multiple DUIs. He was just being held at San Quentin awaiting transfer in March when the pandemic struck. That's according to his sister, Edith Cardenas, who says he's eligible to be out in November. Can't he serve the rest of his time outside where he won't continue to be exposed? He's already in isolation after testing positive.
Right now, he's getting better, but if he's going back, he's going to get the sick again. That's our worry. That is my worry.
Because when she spoke to him last Friday, it didn't sound like protocols were very safe.
They don't have anything. They don't have gloves, masks. They are using the mask for around 3 or 4 months since the pandemic started. Yes, and they don't have soap at the bathroom. They use the same bathrooms. They have the same showers. So everything is mixed.
She says she's been trying to get a hold of his prison counselor, but like other families are reporting, no luck so far. She says her brother was in the military in Peru and suffers from PTSD, which is why he drinks so much. And yes, he made a mistake, but keeping him in an infected population isn't right. Holly Kwan, KCBS.